Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
This is Mark Steiner, folks, of course, and we're about to have a conversation with somebody whose music I have been listening to most of my life, most of my musical life. Whether he was playing stuff for Anglo audiences, Latino audiences, his stuff is just so varied and broad, it blows you away, the breadth of his work. And he's coming to Baltimore for the Common Ground on the Hill Festival. I'm talking about Jose Feliciano. And Jose, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Listening to your voice, you know who you sound like?
Uh-oh, who?
Charles Osgood. You do, man. I'm sorry. I thought...
That's cool. That's
is
cool.
Is Mark Steiner?
Yes.
Or am I listening to Charles Osgood? Whom I admire, by the way. He's a good man, Charles. And
he was a great journalist.
It is my hope that when you are his age, you're still on the radio, because he's still cooking.
He is still cooking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 70, so I'm chugging along here, just like you.
Hey, well, that's right. We're both, I'm 70 also.
So there you go. And you were born on my wife's birthday, September the 10th, or she was born on yours.
Yeah. Your wife's a Virgo. Well, tell her that she's a member of a special club.
I will tell her that.
Okay.
Also in the studio with me is Walt Michael, who is founder and executive director of Common Ground on the Hill. Artist
all right.
At McDaniel College, man, who puts all this stuff together all these years, 22 years worth?
22 years.
Whew. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, we're really glad to have you coming to see us.
Thank you.
So it is a real treat that you're coming down to Baltimore to do this festival. And I was thinking back to – I was talking about you with Walt just a minute ago and talking to my wife, who loves your work as well, the other night that we were going to do this interview. And – you know, I was really thinking about how the sojourn you've made from all the stuff you did in the 60s, Light My Fire and Feliz Navidad and those songs. But really, one of the things that people don't really realize, I think, at least in the Anglo world, in the Latino world, is you are a superstar as well throughout the Latino world with your boleros and all the other songs you're doing and Mexican pieces and Cuban pieces. I mean, you've gone back home with your music.
Well, it's a funny thing because I started out really in English first during the folk music era. I played a folk music place in Baltimore called the Blue Dog Cellar.
Right.
And that's where I met a comedian by the name of Biff Rose. And so I go back, you know, it's funny. I haven't forgotten my friends in high school that I used to know, and I'm always wondering, I wonder what so-and-so is doing, so they know that I didn't become a star and forget them, you know, because sometimes stars tend to do that, you know. They forget where they started, who their friends were, who were the people that supported them and loaned them a bunch of guitar strings when they need all those things.
Right, right.
I don't forget those things. And I've never, to tell you the truth, I've never thought of myself as a star. I've always thought of myself as a musician who got famous. Fame was not what I was looking for. I was looking to be a good musician and nothing more. And then all of a sudden, all these other things came along. So here I am, as long as my feet are on the ground, I'm a very content human being.
Now, I hear you, and that's really important. It reminds me, I was thinking before we went on the air, and I'll let Walt jump in here in a second, before we went on the air with you today, that I was saying how you played at Richie Havens' funeral. And it really moved a lot of people when you were there. And as you were speaking, it made me think, you know, Richie Havens had that same thought about life. I knew him a little bit and was on the show three times over the years. And I met him first back in the 60s. And he was another cat who just didn't think about fame. He just was a very passionate human being who loved his music and believed what he believed. And fame just happened to happen. That wasn't who he was.
Well, I can take the pleasure of saying that I knew Richie very well. I loved him. He's one of those characters like Harry Belafonte.
Yes.
That's how Richie Havens was to me. When we used to make money together, passing the hat, as they called it, we would pool our money together, and we go into Chinatown and eat at a restaurant called Hong Fat. It was a Chinese restaurant. And we'd share our money, we'd share our good times. And when Richie Havens finally made it with Here Comes the Sun,
yes,
I was very proud of him. I was happy for him because he was struggling. He fought very hard. And when he made it, I said to myself, bingo, Richie made it. You know, it's like when I made it in 68 with Light My Fire, even though prior to that, I had been recording in Argentina in Spanish. I was recording the romantic songs, and I became kind of like the Elvis Presley of my time. I mean, I couldn't leave my hotel room in Argentina. I had the screaming girls. I had to run to the limousine, which is, I think it's the funniest thing to see a blind person running toward a limousine, you know, come on. But I had to do it, or they would strip my clothes off. So those are fun times. I don't want them again, but because I used to think how silly this is, you know. I can see Frank Sinatra, Elvis, those guys, but Jose Feliciano, I never in my wildest dreams thought something like that would happen to me. And then when Light My Fire came out, it was like the windows were shut open. And I've been recording, of course, since then. By the way, I want to tell you about something that I would like for you to tune into on my website.
Okay, cool.
I have my own radio station.
Really?
Yep. It's called Radio Feliz, Feliciano Radio. And it plays nothing but Feliciano music 24/7, and my wife is the programmer for the radio station, so I have the luxury of saying I sleep with the programmer.
Aren't you a lucky man?
I'm a lucky man. I really am when I look at things. Definitely, it's funny because I met my wife in Detroit, and my wife was the one that was defending me when I caused the furor in 1968.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And she started my fan club when she was 14, and she defended me. And Ernie Harwell introduced us. And, of course, the rest is history. We have three kids. Mm. We have a house in Connecticut. And she's really my publicity person, and she's done a great job. This radio station, if you ever get a chance,
I'll check it out.
Please check it out. You will hear music that you've never heard, you know.
Well, I have a lot of your the stuff you've been doing over these recent years in different Latino formats, which
you'll
I love
hear that.
Yeah,
you'll hear instrumentals, you will hear like one of the best albums that I've done. That it was on Motown, and it didn't get any promotion like a lot of records do with record companies. It's called Romance in the Night, produced by my friend Rick Gerard, who produced Light My Fire and a lot of my early albums, like the Feliciano album, Fireworks. And, you know, what I loved about Rick was that he encouraged my musical writing. And, of course, now I have things to write about, experiences and things. But when I started, you know, like, I was no Bob Dylan, of course.
You were Jose Feliciano.
I was Jose Feliciano. You got it.
Well, Jose,
and here I've been talking, and I haven't let you ask me any questions.
That's cool, man. That's all right.
Jose,
this is Walt Michaels.
Yeah, I was on your website, and I was blown away by your channeling of of Jimi Hendrix playing Purple Haze. That was unbelievable. I had no idea that you did that as well.
Well, one thing people don't know, lots of things about me, and one of them is that I didn't let myself fall behind on electric guitar. Even though the nylon acoustic was what I started on, I also learned to play electric guitar. And you could also see on my website, or even on YouTube, is an early presentation I did with the electric guitar in jazz on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Oh, wow.
I had a band then. I was only 16. And so I was playing electric guitar. And I love electric. I mean, I love people like Van Halen. To me, there's a few electric guitar players that I love. And, you know, I love Neil Giraldo, Pat Benatar's husband. I like Neil Sean from Journey. I think he's a great guitarist. Oh, my goodness. Who else? I hope I don't get a brain freeze. I like Eric Clapton, and who doesn't? Everybody likes those guitar players because they're great guitar players. But I like the obscure guitar players, the ones that don't get very much mentioned.
Like who?
On electric guitar. What? You know, like Neil Giraldo, for example, or any of them. I love Van Halen, you know. Van Halen is one of my heroes, and I love him to death. I think he's a super guitarist, and that's the people you learn from, and that's who I learn from.
You know, one thing I think about as you were speaking, I was harking back to a couple of things earlier in your career. Please jump in anytime. I just keep jumping in here. But, I mean, is that I was at Newport in 64.
You were. I didn't see you.
You didn't see? I saw you.
Yes, I was.
You were there, and you sang, yes. I think, if I remember right, La Bamba and some other pieces. And
La Bamba, sure. And right? Peter Yarrow couldn't get me off the stage.
Right. And then in 68, when you sang the Star Spangled Banner, you know, one of the things I think people don't realize, and I may be wrong about this, but it's something I always thought about, is that you're singing the Star Spangled Banner in the rendition you did, Your Way.
Yeah.
Really opened the door, I think, for that to explode as it has over the last 40 years, where people get up there now and they really do the Star Spangled Banner in the style of that they come out of, whether it's a soul style or whatever that style might be. Then people really kind of,
sure.
You know, I think that was... The moment to me wasn't just explosive because people on the right and so-called patriots didn't like how you did it, but it was because what it opened up for everybody else.
Yeah,
I think
I got the rocks and they get the praise. So, but I have no regrets. I wouldn't have met Susan if it hadn't have been for that.
There you go.
And so everything has a silver lining, and you know I love America. And it really angers me when I see some of these young kids being radicalized to join violent groups like ISIS and them, you know, because how can you do that to this? This is a great country, even with all the things that are happening to us, whether it be the presidential elections or whatever it may be, or the economy, still, you're not going to find a country like America. And it made me sad what happened in Baltimore with the police and these things, because when I came from Puerto Rico to New York, I experienced some of the prejudice of the cops. You know, to them we were a bunch of Puerto Ricans moving into a neighborhood, you know. But you have to rise above that. You have to show your dignity. And one of the things that young kids can do is be courteous to a policeman, because he can't do much to you if you are.
Right. I think that's a good path. You know, yep. Jose, we're really looking forward to you being at the festival. And I don't know if you were aware, you're going to be a recipient of the Robert Chambers Award for Excellence in the Traditional Arts. And those who have come before you in this award are people like Odetta, Pete Seeger, Doc Watson, speaking of great guitarists.
Just passed away.
Oh, I love Doc Watson. I'm sad he's gone.
Yeah, Ralph Stanley, the great bluegrass vocalist who just passed. So you're entering our little pantheon, but we're very excited for you to be a part of that.
Well, I'm excited too, because I've always felt that the folk people didn't know how to quite accept me or not, because I'm not a folk guitarist, you know. I mean, I'm a little bit, I'm a graduate, you know.
Right.
and so a lot of times, you know, I've always felt that maybe because I play the way I do, that maybe I wasn't accepted like the people who accept, let's say, the Bob Dylans or the Joan Baez, who I happen to think is she's a queen, Joan Baez, and she's still cooking and she's still singing and she's still playing and singing better than ever. And so I've always felt a little bit on the side of those of that, you know, and I love people like Dave Van Ronk.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Know,
right.
John Sebastian, of course, John Phillips. All of those people meant something to me in my life.
Right.
So, you know, this is, I'm very happy to be receiving this award. I thank you all so much. And, well, I'll try and represent you guys as best I can.
Well, be not worried about
that. Just be yourself, yeah.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about your career here, in a sense, in one part of it. I mean, I know that many people who listen to this radio show and know your work and who know your work know the work we've talked about a bit here. But but you've spent the last decades really a lot of your work being in South America, in Mexico, in Puerto Rico, across the kind of Latin frontier. And you've kind of picked up all kinds of Latin styles in the way you've been playing, whether it's bolero and all kinds of other things. You've been in Mexican pieces, some of the pieces are Cuban. I mean,
sure.
So talk a bit about, I mean, what – you know, that sojourn you took from this kind of a pop artist here in America, coming out of the village, and then and all the things you did, but then hitting that Latino scene.
Well,
talk a bit about that.
Well, Mark, I was brought up in a Latin environment.
Right.
My parents would not accept from us kids to just speak English, you know, and not speak our language. We would speak Spanish at home, English in school. My father was a lover of all kinds of Latin music. I love Mexican music. I love the Cuban music, Ecuadorian. I enjoyed all of those musics, and I truly enjoy being Latin. I never ran away from it. You know, like maybe some performers, you know, who are from a Latin country, sometimes they might run away from their nationality. But I never did. I embraced it because that's what I am. And it's about time, for example, that in America, we as a people were respected. And that's what I've always been doing the best I can to represent us. I think that one of the weaknesses that we Latinos have is that we're too apart sometimes. Instead of embracing the Latin community as a whole, because united we could do a lot more than separated. And sometimes some Latin factions believe in separatism, and I don't. I think we're all one. We speak the same language, we breathe the same air, eat the same food, basically, and we should all unite.
Beautiful sentiment.
Absolutely.
Think I could run for president?
You sure could. Why not?
I'll vote for you.
Why not? We couldn't do worse. That's for sure.
No. And, you know, now that at least I'm on a radio station and I can say this, I believe that the Muslim people are our brothers. I've been to their countries. I've been to Dubai. I've been to Sharjah, Qatar. And I've eaten and played music with those people, and I think, you know, putting borders on people is not what unites us. And I think that yes, we should have certain border restrictions. It shouldn't be so easy for anyone, I don't care who you are, to get into America. you know, but to not allow them because of what they are, that's wrong.
So,
that's wrong.
No, it's good. I mean, you've also been known as a man who holds your beliefs pretty deeply, and so I think that's that.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
I'm a Catholic. I have to be because my wife is a Catholic. You will go to church on Sunday. You know, you will take Holy Communion. You know? But I enjoy doing that because my kids go with me, and I'm a believer, I have to say. I know it's not fashionable in this generation to be a believer, but guys like you and me and the people who are there with you, I know we're believers. We have to, because nobody else can make it, you know, human beings the way God has made us, and a power greater than us is what's made us. You know what I'm saying? And we have to believe that. If we don't, there's something wrong with us.
It's a life's a miracle all around us all the time.
So, yep.
And so this is Saturday night is a week from this set weekend. The 9th.
Yeah, the 9th. Mm-hmm. And on the 10th will be your friend Jose Professor Louis and the Chromatics.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So
the Cro-Magnet.
The Cro-Magnons, yeah. Yeah, which is essentially music of the band, per se. Louis.
Well, I love the band, you know, by the way. I've never met them personally, but as a matter of fact, when I was, when my wife was driving, because when we were driving home, they were playing Up on Cripple Creek, She Sends Me If I Spring a Leak. She mends me. I don't have to speak. She defends me. She's a drunkard's dream. If I ever did see one. I love the band, The Weight, and all of those great songs.
Yeah, Professor Louis will be doing that on the next day. But,
okay.
And I'm
sorry I have to leave
the day
after because I'm going to Beirut.
Wow.
Oh, to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
great.
I'm going to Beirut, to Lebanon.
Great.
And then I go from there. After that, I go to Korea. And then I go to Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you went to get your visa today, did you tell them that you knew Jose Feliciano and that maybe they should let you in?
That's it, baby. But I'll tell you something, man. I was doing an interview, and I told them I was going to Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me, Jose, what do you think of Beirut? I said, oh, I love Beirut, but I love Willie Mays better.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
But I'm bumped.
But I'm bumped. Well, let's root for the Orioles, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to do that?
Oh, yeah, the O's.
Everybody.
So before I forget, let me go turn to Walt for a second. You got to tell us what's happening at the festival this week, next week.
Right.
Coming around the hill.
Yeah, it's July 9th and 10th at the Carroll County Farm Museum, which is just outside of Baltimore. And three stages of music with, of course, crafts and wonderful food. And it starts at 10 in the morning. And Jose will take the stage on Saturday the 9th at 7.
Where do you want me to take it?
Well, wherever you want to take it, but just let us know where it is when you finish with it.
Okay. Well, you know,
7 p.m.
You know about certain projects I have. I have I have some albums coming out. Some are on some arias by Mozart that have never been played on guitar.
Wow.
And I do them with a fellow by the name of Arno Ronick. He sings. He's a soprano. He's kind of like what was his name? Farinelli.
Hmm.
Farinelli.
He was a soprano. He was a castrati, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, look him up.
I will.
Farinelli.
Wow. How long ago was
and
that?
Look up Arno Ronick as well.
Huh.
He's not a castrati, though.
R-A-U-N-I-G.
That's a tough way to sing soprano. That's all I have to say.
It is. Yes, that's why if you're on a plane and they say, oh, we have nuts for you today, you say, oh, I don't need them.
Well,
no.
I don't think I'll be flying.
No, that's for certain.
So how did...
But I'm happy to be. I'm really glad that I got a chance to speak to you guys. Unless you have any other questions, I have to get going because I have stuff to do.
No, go, go, Jose. We'll see you in Baltimore when you get here.
But as I said, you did me a big favor because listening to you was like listening to Charles Osgood. It's that good.
Well, I'm glad that's good. I appreciate that.
Mark,
oh, but it's true.
Mark is the voice of Baltimore.
So I hope to see you in person and I can give you a hug and shake your hand and you go from there.
We will be there. Take care, Jose Feliciano.
Great. Mark, thank you and God bless you. I'll be praying for you all the time.
Same here.
Okay.
Take care, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So before we let you go, you got to tell us how to get tickets and where to go.
Yeah. CommonGroundOnTheHill.org is the website, CommonGroundOnTheHill.org. And tickets will be available at the gate. We have lots of room for folks. And, of course, you can order them online as well.
It's exciting. You got a great lineup as usual. Professor Louis and the Chromatics coming up the night after on July the 10th.
Right. Paul McKenna Band from Scotland. Scott Ainsley, great blues man.
He's a great blues man. Yeah, really great blues man.
My band, the Walt Michael and Company, the New York Quartet, will be here. My guys from New York will be
Palestinian
coming down.
Percussionist, Tarek Ranitzi, Rantizi.
Yes.
Is coming as well. It's going to be really great. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend. So it always is. It's so much fun to be there. Good food, good crafts, everything else, Americana, bluegrass, blues, every kind of roots music. So it's the 19th annual Common Ground on the Hill Roots Music and Arts Festival, Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th at 500 South Center Street in Westminster. And the website again is
CommonGroundOnTheHill.org, and it's at the Carroll County Farm Museum.
And we'll be posting that at SinusShow.org as well. Be there.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. We have to take a brief break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear the first segment of a new series we're launching on space exploration.
Leave the young girls alone, 'cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone, yeah. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's gone.